And welcome back to Up Close. The name Tom Kane is familiar to a lot of people. He was a popular governor in New Jersey and the former head of the 9/11 Commission. But now his son is hoping that name will vault him into the Senate. Tom Kane Jr. is running on the Republican ticket against Senator Bob Menendez. He declined our request to come to our studios, but Eyewitness News reporter Anthony Johnson spoke with him at his campaign office in Paramus, New Jersey, to find out about Tom Kane, the candidate.
Talk to me about yourself. You talked a lot about Bob Menendez. We've heard his name, but we want to know about Tom Kane Jr. Who is Tom Kane Jr.?
I'm an individual who firmly believes that one person can make a difference, that government is there to provide stepping stones and not stumbling blocks. I've always believed that when you see a problem, you go towards the problem, you try to resolve the problem, you find the solutions. I did that as a volunteer firefighter, an emergency medical technician, as a husband and a father. These are things you do as a human being. And I firmly believe that we can make this state more affordable, that we can instill pride in the people of New Jersey, that we can make the state safer by ensuring we have Homeland Security funding that is based on risk, and that we can root out corruption at every level of government. We've got a United States Senator that's under federal criminal investigation.
Let me hold you, because I want to stay on the issue of Tom Kane Jr. I mean, yes. We really want to know who you are. We want to talk to you about the issues. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about some of the things that you have discussed recently. What is your position on Iraq at this point in time? Where do you stand? Do you stand with the president? Why or why not?
I think there have been horrendous mistakes made in the conduct in the war in Iraq. There weren't enough troops going in the first place to secure the ground or the civilians that were in Iraq. The de-bathification of the military and civil service, which included teachers in Iraq, the fact that we didn't secure the borders early enough, so a lot of the insurgents were able to leave the country and then come back. These are all horrendous mistakes, which is why I called for the resignation of Secretary Rumsfeld. I think we need to find the bipartisan solutions to get our troops out of harm's way as quickly as humanly possible. There is a difference between myself and my opponent.
When would you exit out of Iraq?
As quickly as humanly possible, but what we need to focus on in doing that is we need to ensure there's a stable government.
But when you think about it, we might be in a situation in Iraq where there is a civil war, whether you say there's one brewing already or it's already started or one yet to come. When do you decide to pull American troops out of Iraq?
That will be done in discussion with the generals on the ground, with the ambassadors in that country, within the region, within the political leadership and the military leadership in that country and here in the United States. I want our troops removed as quickly as humanly possible. We have to be realistic. Every serious analyst, including President Clinton, has realized that an immediate withdrawal could lead to a humanitarian crisis, could lead to a terrorist haven, could lead to a failed state and instability in the center of the Middle East. We can't afford for that to happen. And we need to find those leaders, and I will be one of those leaders, who finds the bipartisan solution to remove our troops from harm's way as quickly as humanly possible by ensuring that we've got a stable government and secure borders in that country.
Let's talk about another issue, international issue, North Korea. What would you do there? How would you handle that situation?
This is very troubling, of course. And I think we need to focus on, I believe that we need to have a ramped up sanctions and enhancing our six-party talks. Russia and China need to be made aware that our interests are the same in this. We can no longer afford instability on the Korean Peninsula and the entire Northeast Asian Peninsula. We need to focus on those efforts that will realize that nuclear tests and control of nuclear weaponry by North Korea, it's simply unacceptable. Because one of the problems we've seen is North Korea develops weaponry, and then they always proliferate that weaponry. We can't afford that to happen, and what needs to happen is very strong agreements with Russia and China and Japan and South Korea and ourselves and North Korea to understand that that's not an acceptable alternative.
What do you think about the Foley scandal?
I think it's a breakdown in the institution. It's why I believe that Congress can't police itself. So for months, I've said that we need an independent entity that takes ethics complaints and complaints of this kind, because Congress is showing it can't police itself. I've called for Speaker Hastert to step down because he presided over the institution. If we can't trust Congress to protect kids What can we trust them to do? Which is the exact same reason why I've called for this independent entity, because not only on the Foley situation, but the situation where William Jefferson had $80,000 of cash stuffed in his freezer, you had lobbyists, Bob Menendez stuffed $320,000 of fellow taxpayer money into his own pocket, and nobody caught it? What type of institution would allow this to happen? We need an institution that protects the citizens of this country more than it does its fellow members. That's why I will be an independent reformer down in Washington, D.C.
Let me move on to another issue. This week, we had a tremendous or traumatic incident on the east side of Manhattan where a small plane crashed into a building. The two people on board, Corey Lytle and another gentleman from California, they were both killed. Talk to me about these FAA regulations. What do you think about them? Should they be changed in any way? And what can be done so maybe aircraft would not be able to fly in that area? What do you think about that?
I think we need to focus on those efforts that protect the airspace around the city of New York. We realize that we're a target area, and that's, we've witnessed that all too clearly. And I think we need to focus on efforts that protect the airspace, protect our safety. That's a paramount concern.
How are you different from your father? Your father was a well-known figure in the state of New Jersey. How are you different from him, and how are you maybe the same in many ways?
Well, I grew up in a household that valued public service, and I saw very clearly that one person could make a difference. I saw my father, who believed that public service was a trust, that you worked very clearly to advance